If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Ian is a vegetarian. He doesn't eat meat.
He don't eat no meat?
No, he doesn't eat meat.
What do you mean he don't eat no meat? Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I make lamb.
One of the most memorable lines from the original, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. The most successful romantic comedy of all time. Isn't that amazing? Little independent movie. Wasn't supposed to, you know, become a big hit like this at all. But, you know, somehow caught on with the public and became bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. That wound up taking in close to $300 million by the time the whole thing was over. Veronica, were you a Greek Wedding fan? Big fan.
I thought it was funny. It was very good.
Really relatable to everybody, Greek mm-hmm. or Greek or not. I mean, my big fat Greek family. I mean, each of us must have seen the movie about 10 times because we felt like this is our family. But that's like, oh my, how do they know all the crazy things our family does?
And I think that's the thing is, even if you aren't Greek, everybody's got a big, fat, crazy family.
Yeah, you can relate to family dysfunction, really, yes. Right? Is what the yes. movie is about. I think that's, you know, and, well, you'll hear Nia Vardalos in a minute in my interview with her talk about what took so long to get this sequel. The original movie was in 2002. Here now it's 2016, and the movie is just going to open next week, so we'll get to that in just a quick minute. To backtrack a little bit, our news was sponsored by Green Tea Services, so we thank them very much for that. And before we get to our weekend box office numbers and our A-list interviews, a quick reminder that our friends at the Historic Leela Arts Center in downtown Des Plaines invite you to come for the classic American play Thornton Wilder's Our Town, produced by the Guild Theater. That's going to be opening April 8th and running through May the 1st. May 6th and 7th, another great tribute show by Tom Carey and members of Heartache Tonight Band entitled Lost Dogs and Mixed Blessings, the songs of John Prine featuring great songs from the Chicago folk legend. Follow that with comedian Ross Bennett, May 13th and 14th, and Chicago's own comedian Taylor Mason, May 20th and 21st. Plenty of free parking, interesting restaurants nearby with ticket prices that are very affordable. Visit LeelaArtsCenter.com or call 800-838-3006 for information and tickets, or just stop by their box office, which is open 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. Thursdays through Saturdays. Performing arts at its best on a historic stage, that is the Leela Arts Center, where they always entertain, support local theater. So weekend box office for this weekend looks like the kids movies take over for the third week in a row. Now the number one movie for the weekend is Zootopia, the Disney film. Takes in an additional $38 million. That brings the new Divergent movie Allegiant only to the number two spot. It's worst opening ever for one of these Divergent films. $29 million was its estimated take for the whole weekend. Miracles from Heaven, the Jennifer Garner, Queen Latifah movie, comes in the number three spot. 10 Cloverleaf Lane with John Goodman comes in at number four. And Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool hanging in there in the number five spot for the week. Now, next weekend is going to be a huge at the box office because not only do we have My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, but we also have Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice, the long-awaited Ben Affleck as Batman, Henry Cavill back as Superman, battling each other. I saw it. I was captivated by the whole thing. I'm purposely being a little bit hesitant because I just don't want to say too much. I want to think about it a little bit more before I start, you know, really talking about it a lot. I don't want to give away any details. Key to this whole thing is enjoying the spoilers, of which there are a couple of whoppers in this movie. I will tell you that much. But that movie, both of those are going to open next Friday. The Batman versus Superman and My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, which I really enjoyed. I loved the first movie, loved it. And I love this second movie as well. It's the perfect continuation of the first movie. All of the same characters are back. The original cast is back. John Stamos has a small role in this one. Rita Wilson has a small role in this one, but mostly it's the same family going through another wedding. Now, Nia Vardalos, who married John Corbett in the first movie, now they are dealing with a teenage daughter. And as you may have seen in the trailer or the commercials, turns out that the parents, you know, the older Nia Vardalos' parents in the movie, played by Michael Constantine and Leni Kazan, turns out that there was some mix-up with their marriage license, and they're not married. So now they have to get married. So a absolutely lovely continuation for this film, I think, for which, you know, Greek people were particularly, it was very interesting. Some Greeks were really proud and really laughed. Some were really a little bit insulted. They thought the movie made fun of their culture, but as Nia Vardalos told me when I talked with her in New York last week, they are definitely very possessive about this whole thing.
Greeks are particular.
Yeah.
You think?
When it comes to big fat Greek weddings.
If anyone should know that now, you should all this time.
It's like they own the first movie.
Right.
They own us. And so the expectation, I know, is very high for the sequel. So,
yeah. It's only because, though, Nia, because you somehow followed each and every one of our families around and copied every member of our families.
What I do is I sneak into weddings, whether they be Jewish or Italian. I like a free buffet.
Yeah, that's good.
Just get in there.
I was at a Greek baptism last week that would have been a good character study for you. It's like the whole thing. Can you believe, you know, it's so weird to me. Before anybody knew what the first movie was, we sat like this, the three of us, in Chicago.
Yeah.
We talked about this little movie nobody had ever heard about. And the explosion that took place with this whole thing is just completely unbelievable, right? I mean, life-changing for both of you, I would think, right?
Certainly for me, being associated with this movie. But I was already kind of famous. Life-changing for her, definitely.
You know what John said? You gave me very good advice. He said, get ready. It's going to happen. I was like, what are you talking about? I thought we were going to be shown in church basements around America, and I would have been happy with that. And then John said, get ready. Things are going to change for you, and there's no day off from being a known person.
Yeah.
And that really is true, because when I'm going to get my newspaper in my neighborhood, that's when people would come up to me and be like, when's the sequel?
Right.
I was like, oh, my God,
right.
I'm working on it.
Right. And honestly, that's the only reason that you did the sequel, so we would all stop badgering you for the last however many years, 10, 12 years it's been.
Do you know why now? I'll tell you the truth. I had written at the end of the first movie that Tula and Ian were parents. And in reality, I was in a very private struggle to become a mom.
Right.
But then I did become a mom, and so happy. But I still thought, I just didn't want to do the sequel.
Yeah.
I just wasn't ready. But on my daughter's first day of kindergarten, somebody said something that made my throat close. She said, just think, in 13 years, they'll go off to college and leave us. And I was like, what? And the panic that I felt made me realize that I've morphed into my own suffocating Greek parents.
Yeah. But it was probably like a waterfall, though, right? That you thought to yourself, this is the sequel that's happening, I would think, right?
The feeling felt right that I knew what to write for our characters. Plus, you know, we hang out so much. We become friends. John Corbett's my friend.
He's famous, you know.
He's always famous.
He's famous.
He's my friend. But yeah, we hang out, and it just had never, ever occurred to me what it would be. I always wondered, where would we be in our lives? But in that moment, when that woman said that about our kids going away to school, and the suffocating feeling I felt, that's when I realized it's not a question of do we become our parents, it's when do we become our parents.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a real central key as you go see this movie. And what's so relatable, whether you're Greek or not here, is something which was so common to all of us, as when we become our parents, when we start acting like our parents. There's a lot of that in this movie that is funny and sweet and touching all at the same time. A quick break, and we'll talk with Aunt Vula. It's okay. I make meat. I make lamb. You don't eat no meat. I make lamb. Andrea Martin and Joey Fatone from NSYNC next on WGN.
Oh, now you are family. Okay. All my life, I had a lump at the back of my neck right here. Always a lump. Then I start the menopause and the lump got bigger. From the hormones, it started to grow. So I go to the doctor and he did the biopsy. And inside the lump, he found teeth and a spinal column. Yes, inside the lump was my twin.
She is so great. What a fantastic character created by the great Andrea Martin. Second City fame, SCTV, so many great TV roles, and now as Aunt Vula back in My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Sat down with her and Joey Fatone, who plays her son in the movie. Joey Fatone, who you know from NSYNC from back in the day. He's part of one of the biggest boy bands of all time. We've been so happy to have been able to talk with Andrea Martin for so many years, both on television and here on the radio.
Yes, God bless you. I was just saying how much I love Chicago. Oh, you've been so kind to me.
It's been like a special city to you, hasn't it?
It has been. Well, you know, Second City, you know, and it had a terrible fire there. My career started with Second City, so yeah. Of course I have great affection for it.
Yeah.
And Andrew Alexander runs it. I love Chicago.
It's a good city.
Yeah.
Do you have Chicago stories, Joe?
I love Chicago. I've been to Chicago many times, obviously, on tour.
Yeah.
I shot a movie called On the Line that was set in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great town. I think it's like more of the cleaner New York, I would say.
That's a good
you know
way
what
to
I mean?
It.
It's like a lot more. If Pleasantville and New York meshed together,
if they got married,
yeah, that's kind of what it would be like. Because it's like, you know, I love it. It's great.
So what's the difference for you guys shooting this one as opposed to the first Greek one?
We're older.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we all
are. Up the size of my dress. I think in terms of tone. Nothing. I really.
I think from when we just shot it, just the way the way everything presented it was kind of.
Yeah.
It was almost like both movies should just go back to back as far as even shooting. Yeah. It was almost like time never, you know, passed for us, I think.
Yeah.
Even though it has been 15 years. But it was just like, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I think we really enjoyed it. I think we really enjoyed it this time, too. Because we didn't think about the pressure, I think.
Think so. And I would think that there has to be some kind of shorthand between everybody now, right? Because like you know each other, you know these characters.
I think that's right.
Are so familiar to people, to all of you, but certainly to all of us as well.
Yes, I think.
I think for me it was a little interesting because obviously there was a little more airtime for me, as far as not hitting the one funny liners and joking around with my cousin.
Yeah.
So it has kind of a little bit of a story.
An arc, as they call
an
it.
An arc, yes.
Yeah.
A little bit of a storyline for me, you know, so it's kind of exciting. Kind of know kind of that I'm the go-to for different things, whether you need, you know, tuxedos or steaks.
And I'm glad to see so many more Aunt Vula-isms.
Oh, yeah.
And stories.
Good.
What a fantastic character this
fabulous
is.
Fabulous character.
Right?
I love that character.
If you ain't nominated for anything, I'm just going to break crap.
You what?
I'll break crap. You're not nominated for something.
Oh,
I'm just going to start breaking this.
Oh, my
God. Forget it!
Wow. This is my boy. He's my boy.
He's my boy.
You know, I have a one-woman show, and I do Aunt Vula occasionally in it, and it's so much better to be involved with everybody. It's so weird to come out and do Aunt Vula. So what? Now I'm a stand-up? It's crazy. But, you know, she's such
like
a
Rich Little all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, I'm out with a wig. But, you know, she's such a colorful character, and I know that people like her. So I occasionally come out and come out as Aunt Vula on stage by myself.
Yeah, there is, you know, they realize what gold they have in Aunt Vula. She's a little more predominant in this next movie. If you're a fan of the first one, definitely you're going to like the second one. I'll give you the full reviews toward the end of the week. both on the WGN TV morning news and also on Steve Cochran's show. You know, I get together with Steve every single morning, 8:10 in the morning. We always have tons of laughs. So I hope you can join us for that as well. Starting tomorrow morning on the TV morning news, we'll start playing back the interviews that I did the last couple of days in Los Angeles with the cast of Batman versus Superman. Tomorrow, it's Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill, but we've got the whole cast that we'll share throughout the week. Starting tomorrow morning on the WGN TV morning news.